is the starting lineup on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
We know what Alfonso, his strengths are, and we're definitely, you know, putting him in positions where he can use those strengths. And today was, you know, by far, I mean, a lot of people might say the best game of his career so far, and hopefully it's, you know, just a start going forward.
That's Kai Kamara raving about the 17-year-old phenom Alfonso Davies, who was a buzzsaw at BC Place on Saturday in the Whitecaps' 5-2 victory over Orlando, setting up three goals and sniping one himself. As the Whitecaps now, Perry, unbeaten in six.
He's been their best player all year long. He's been their most entertaining player, maybe for the last couple of years. And I think not only the Whitecaps have to make sure everybody knows about him, I think Major League Soccer has to right now, because he's not going to be here much longer.
Mark Rogers, Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst, resident hooligan, and I know he's
in your neck of the woods too.
He is in my neck of the woods. He's another Delta guy. Yeah. And I know he's fired up for the World Cup, which kicks off later this week. We'll get into that a little later on. But Mark, man, oh man, at what point can the Whitecaps? It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club. It's for the Whitecaps. It's like, don't talk about Alfonso Davies. But at what point do they embrace what they have here in this kid?
Oh, they got to highlight him. He's just been, he's had a fantastic season. And that was arguably his best performance as a Whitecap this weekend. When he's running at players, the thing that staggers me is not so much, you know, his athleticism. It's his strength for such a young kid. You know, usually what you see that come later, but you're seeing these, you know, seasoned pros bouncing off him when they get in physical confrontations and just not being able to deal with his ability to run it with the ball. He honestly looked like he was toying with Orlando at times on the weekend.
Mark, give people a little bit of an idea how, in all likelihood, things will shake out with Alfonso Davies and the Whitecaps and a possible transfer. You have to wait till he's 18. This will be the first time that the Whitecaps, you know, they've always been, we got to sell a player. In all likelihood, give us the scenario you think, how it plays out, the future of Alfonso Davies here in Vancouver and how it might pan out.
I think you basically outlined it, Perry. I think it'll be 18 minimum. And once he gets to that age, if he continues to play like this, the suitors, it'll be almost impossible for the Whitecaps to retain him. When you start talking about some big clubs, and I'm sure the listeners will have heard of them, you just can't turn down that kind of money. What that sum will be, I think it'll be relative to the level of the league. So yes, there will be a big sum, but it'll be a now prove it at a higher level sum. Do you know what I mean, Perry?
What would you guess that to be? $3-4 million?
No, I think it would be significantly higher than that.
Okay,
I
mean, so you give me the number, and when would it happen? You think in a January transfer window?
Yep, I think it would likely happen in the January transfer window, or you know, it could happen in the June transfer window. The reason being is people want to have their players retained when they start preseason. So the minute July 1st comes around, that's traditionally when people start up over in Europe, and they want to have their squad in place. That's where it's a little bit difficult for the Whitecaps because it happens in the middle of their season, but time will tell. Who knows what will happen exactly, but I would put the number at least $10 million on him at the minute.
And the Whitecaps do like their money.
They've invested so much. Yeah. If you can get $10 million for the kid, that's part of the business.
Mark Rogers with us here on Sportsnet 650. Mark, this team is now unbeaten in six. And, you know, a lot of those were draws, but now it's been back-to-back wins, and the offense continues to be there. I guess one of the encouraging things for me when I look at what's happening with the Whitecaps is the fact that a lot of this is happening with their backup goalkeeper and Brian Rowe. And what do you make of this run here right now?
Well, I actually also think Daniil Henry coming in to replace Watson has been a real positive. There's a lot of question marks on Daniil. His time in England was spotty. He didn't get as many games, I don't think, as he would have liked, but he's definitely come back far, far better positionally and more assured on the ball than his time at TFC. And I think, you know, people were going, well, Kendall's going away. We're shipping goals already with Kendall in the lineup. Is Daniil going to be able to come in and you know, solidify a kind of a leaky defense? And I think he's done a decent job of that. Rowe is a steady MLS, you know, second goalkeeper, and I think he's shown that. I don't think there's any question that when Marinovic is fit, that he'll come straight back into the team. But he's, you know, he's had a steady contribution. But the Whitecaps are still conceding goals. They're getting away with scoring a hatful this month, and that's what's given them so much, you know, so much positivity, especially over the last 2 weeks. So I'm not totally convinced about the Whitecaps' defense yet. But Daniil coming in gives them another, you know, when Waston gets back from the World Cup, is it Daniil, Henry, and Waston? I don't know. There's going to be a fight for those spots now.
Well, you mentioned it, and it all begins on Thursday. There's lots of places to go to. What excites you most about the tournament that begins in Russia on Thursday?
Oh, well, I mean, the World Cup is every 4 years, and I think that's what gets everybody going. You know, I have an 8-year-old son, and it's kind of bringing back that youthful enthusiasm in me because I'm watching him get the tournament bracket all set up. He's got his little sticker book going. And I think it's just exciting to see in him and thinking about a lot of little kids around the city starting to think about what the kits look like and, you know, who are the star players going to be. I think it's going to come down to a group of 4 to 8 teams that can win it. You know, the usual faces will be the ones that'll be there at the end of the day: Germany, Spain, France, Brazil for sure. I think they could be favorites in this tournament. So I think it's a great festival. The kickoff times are going to be challenging, Perry. 5 a.m. is going to be challenged. Not for you guys, not the morning show guys.
We'll be up.
The rest of the city you guys will be up and chipper. But the rest of the city will be yawning their way through the first game. But I just think it's such a special event, and everybody knows that. This city and Canada seem to, all of a sudden, you know, the growth of the support for soccer grows exponentially throughout the tournament as people don their colors of, you know, their relatives and their ancestors. And it's an exciting time.
Sportsnet 650.